They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff.
Hey.
I don't want to say it. Is it over?
It's not over, Heather. Christmas is over, but this podcast goes all year long.
Forever. And today starts the new countdown for Christmas 2020.
Exactly. 364 days until Christmas.
Yes. But today we're doing the Boxing Day bonus episode.
I think people are going to be so excited because they're going to be like, oh, no more We're So Xmas. And then they're going to look at their podcast player of choice and go, bonus episode.
Yes. If you're on Apple iTunes, you might have gotten a notification. Bing.
And you're like, oh, it's just like Christmas. It's like Christmas all over again. It's a gift from us to you. We're very giving.
We are one of the better gifts that keep on giving.
Absolutely.
Like dogs.
Those are probably the best gift.
Those are the best.
Giving.
Yeah.
Really good. Really good.
Let's talk about what Boxing Day is. You might not know what Boxing Day is. If you're not in Canada or the UK, you might be like, Boxing Day? WT heck.
Has anyone ever said WT heck before? Ever?
I don't know. You know what's funny, Cliff? You have like G-rated and PG-rated and PG. I feel like I'm more like Disney-rated.
Yeah. WT heck. I grew up in Utah, and WT heck is absolutely something people in Utah would say. Absolutely. So growing up, I always thought Boxing Day was like what I had heard is it's the day after Christmas. And so people get new gifts. And so they take some of their old stuff and box it up and donate it to like charities that might need those things. That is not right.
I do like that as a tradition,
right?
Though.
Yeah.
That's really a nice tradition.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. That is not what Boxing Day
no.
is. I had to look it up because I was wrong. I was like, let's do a Boxing Day episode. I'm like, I know. Oh, I don't know what that's about.
Oh, so this is like you newly are confused.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
It's actually how I spend a lot of my life, so it's okay. So the idea of Boxing Day in the like early 1800s, rich people
yes.
would box up gifts and maybe a little bit of money and like food left over from the day before and give it to their servants to take home because they didn't get Christmas Day off because they had to serve Christmas.
Yes.
But they'd get the day after Christmas off and get a little goodie bag, which is nice. And in retrospect, maybe not as nice as you'd think it would be.
Right.
I guess, you know, if you were a servant in the 1800s, it was probably not the worst day of your life.
It's doggy bag day.
And it just kind of evolved from there. And so now a lot of the times in more modern times when people don't have as many servants as maybe they did in the 1800s.
What? They don't have a homekeeper?
Let's pretend. Let's say you had money. What would be the first person you would hire?
The actual person or the job title?
The job title.
Ooh, I've never thought about this, Cliff.
No, I think about it all the time.
You do?
Yeah, it would absolutely be a cook.
Oh.
I hate cooking. It would be great to have someone that just came to my house and made delicious, healthy meals for me. That's all I want.
Oh, this makes me sound so pathetic. I feel like the first person that I would hire would be a friend. Like a friend to hang out with. Like I would look at my friend group and be like, which friend of mine hates their job? And then I'd be like, do you want to just like live with me and help me with my life? Like,
are you hiring a friend or are you hiring a personal assistant?
Yes.
Yes.
But my friends. Yeah, so it would be like, hey, you know, I'm going to pay you to hang out with me.
When you need an Instagram picture taken, they could be the one that takes that picture for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, much like when my boyfriend has to hold my purse mm-hmm. when I go into the porta potty at the festival.
Yes.
He doesn't have to do that anymore.
Because you've got a friend.
Lindsay.
Perfect. I like how you have a name for it. Is that actually a friend of yours? Is that
no,
just a name?
No, I picked a name of someone that I don't really know.
If you had a personal assistant, would you make her change her name to Lindsay?
Lindsay. It's a nice name.
It's a good name. I knew some nice Lindsays. Anyway, now that people do not have servants except for personal assistants, I guess.
I guess I would have a servant. You're like, oh, I'd have a cook. And I'm like, I'd have a servant.
It's okay. It's all right. They're going to love serving you.
Yes.
Anyway.
That could be my tagline.
Yeah.
You're going to love serving me.
It's good. Trademark that. Keep that. Keep that close.
That was like the evilest laugh I've ever had.
It was good.
It was all deep and it's witchy.
It's after Christmas. We can do evil laughs okay. now. We're closer to Halloween than we are to Christmas. So.
Oh, man.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, nowadays, it's more of a tradition to give. You remember when we did our tipping episode?
Yes.
And those people you don't necessarily always tip?
Right.
Now it's more of a thing where you give tips to those people, people that you may not tip, service people.
Speaking of, all down my street, Cliff, on the recycle bins,
yeah.
I saw little gifts from people.
Really?
Yes. My neighbors gave like Ghirardelli chocolate
nice.
Packs. Another one had cookies wrapped up. I felt bad that I didn't put anything. I did give them a gift card like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, let's see. That's very nice.
But I didn't do a Chris.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
So you've got a leg up on me. It's okay. I gave all my kids' teachers gift cards, though. Some Starbucks. Teachers need caffeine.
We love teachers.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to box up our leftovers for the servants
yes.
today.
Yeah. But really today, Boxing Day is more like Black Friday mm-hmm. here. So we, the day after Thanksgiving, go buy everything.
Yes.
In the UK, the day after Christmas is you go to the store and buy everything. Everything's on sale.
Yes.
Here, yeah, it's a big shopping day, but I think it's more of a returns day. It's mm-hmm. the day you take back all the clothes that you bought that don't fit or are ugly and change them for clothes that do fit and are not ugly
mm-hmm.
day. Whereas in the UK, it's everything's on sale. That's the day you're going to go buy your brand new 65-inch TV
mm-hmm.
as opposed to returning some stuff and getting some other stuff. So it's a huge, huge, huge shopping day. Biggest shopping day of the year in the UK.
So why aren't there Boxing Day online sales? If it's sales in the UK, because we order stuff everywhere online.
I wonder if you go to like amazon.co.uk, if you can get a deal. The other thing that is a big deal is it's a big soccer day, or over there, as they say,
football.
So I'm going to watch some Premier League soccer while I check, because I love soccer.
Football is more sensible as a title for soccer.
It is, but it's very confusing if you live here.
I just feel like we should acclimate to the more sensible.
What are we going to call our football then? Because there's another sport called handball. So then we have to rename handball. It's very confusing. It's a big long chain of things. So I don't think we can do it. I don't think we have the power.
Helmet. What else do you have to wear a helmet for?
Hockey. Why is it called hockey?
They should call it ice skates. I guess that would be confusing with figure
ice
skating.
Stick. We'll call it ice stick. So football is called helmet now. Hockey we renamed just because we don't like the name of it to ice stick. And soccer is football.
Yes.
We've done everything we can do.
Right.
You're welcome.
Why is it called curling? That seems like something you should do with an iron and your hair.
The problem with renaming hockey to ice stick is curling is also ice stick.
Ice broom.
Ice broom.
Okay. Whew. We're good now.
Dodge that bullet.
Bye.